Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And the Jeff Hathorn Report brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Winter is coming. It's very Game of Thronesy. Protect your home with a clog-free gutter solution, 888-5-HELMET or gutterhelmet.com. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, winter's coming. This wind, man, it's not that cold. It feels like 20 degrees colder.
So you've already been out and about. Like, I didn't even register the wind this morning, probably because I'm a zombie when I get into my car.
Just quickly, dog pee. It's cold out. Come on, let's go.
Jeff, it feels like winter is coming on these Penguins if it's not already here, and the season going down the tubes, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. What can be done? What should be done? How far would Fenway Sports Group be willing to go? Because I'm guessing they weren't expecting this bad this quick with only 16,000 people in the barn this early in the season.
That's the thing right there. Hockey, among all the four major sports, they're the one that relies on attendance more than any. They have to have attendance. It's part of the reason, not the whole, not the main, but it's part of the reason that you keep a Malkin, Letang, those gatekeepers, because people want to come see them. So that's a reason that you keep those guys. And man, they're playing sloppy. I'm not going to say I'm inspired. It's more sloppy. Like, their puck handling is horrible.
Oh, my God.
And they're giving away too many chances. And their goaltending hasn't been great. But the guys playing in front of them hasn't been good. I mean, you can imagine. Sid put on a good face after the game. But, I mean, you can imagine what he's probably thinking when he goes home.
Jeff, is the solution to fire Mike Sullivan at some point? I mean, I don't know what direction they could possibly go other than that to shake some things up.
Yeah, listen, I think Sullivan's a good coach. I loved his answer about how he's not frustrated. He's just determined to make this better. And the guy won Stanley Cups. But, man, we're getting to that point, aren't you? I mean, you hear the same message being preached over. Guys just don't seem to be playing the right way. Now, that being said, I think there are problems that are far greater than Mike Sullivan. I mean, this is just – it's not a great team. It's not. I mean – you could argue it's not a good team. I mean, even when it's playing at its best, I mean, what are its capabilities? But if you still believe in this season, I mean, you're getting to a point where I know it's early November, but games are slipping away. And we've seen the last couple of years, those early games slipped away. And that meant you didn't participate in the postseason.
No, they absolutely matter. And I thought it was damning the other night when the Capitals coach said that they weren't expecting the Penguins' intensity in the first period. I think if you're a Caps fan, you're probably pissed off about that. But if you're a Penguins fan, gosh, Jeff, is that damning. That they weren't in that game, they weren't expecting intensity?
Right. Right. I mean, let's see what happens over the next couple. I was a little bit encouraged by the road trip.
Yeah.
And thought, okay. And Dallas is a good team. And there were some, I mean, maybe a couple of those goals on another night are stopped. But still, man. Oof, that's just – here's the other thing for them. Their margin for error is so slim because they don't have either superstars at the height of their game or they don't have some of the depth that maybe they've had in the past. So if things go wrong, it can get really wrong for them.
Well, the Pittsburgh went 2-0 this past weekend in against Washington teams, and the Steelers, Jeff, were one of them. What encouraged you the most? As you said, you were encouraged by the road trip by the Penguins, but what encouraged you the most from the Steeler game against the Commanders?
That they needed the offense, and the offense came through. You know, we've seen over the last couple of years that the Steelers can win some big games. They can beat some good teams, but they weren't going to do it because their offense was going to come through in a clutch situation or that they were going to make a key play. Rarely. I mean, most of the time you get in those situations, they just weren't going to win a game where they gave up 27. That just wasn't going to happen. And I think it showed, too, in that fake punt, the confidence that Tomlin has in that offense that we could take this chance here. And if we screw up, I believe in our offense is going to do something. But we haven't seen throws. A Steeler quarterback make throws like Russ since Ben. And you look at the last stretch where they scored points like this, and you compare his numbers to Ben, and they're right on track. I mean, they're very similar to what Russ is doing to what Ben was doing back in 2020.
And if you want to check out more of that, Jeff, you wrote a good piece on 93.7thefan.com about all that, and you're around the team as much as anybody. Are you picking up a confidence level in the team with Russ that they haven't had since having a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback?
Yes, I would say that. I think you could feel it with the receivers, not just the receivers, tight ends, like that entire group offensively that they know. I mean, listen, if we all know what that offense looks like and how they can move, the players definitely know. And this is why you saw some of those veterans wanting to have Russ get a shot, because they thought maybe this was possible. So I think it started with Arthur Smith. He brought in a mindset, a confidence, an identity for this team. And that started from day one. So guys started buying in. You saw some early results. But now they're feeling really good about that offense. And it's not just Russ, but look at some of the things Russ can do. And just look at the demeanor of George over the last couple of weeks. He knows he's got somebody that could get him the ball where he can make big plays on a more consistent basis.
Do you think that Jaylen Warren's going to be in the doghouse this week after fumbling on the 1 yard line? He seems to go in the doghouse every time he does fumble with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin obviously hates that. And I'm just worried that he's not going to get the significant amount of touches that he probably would if he didn't fumble against the Commanders that he should get against the Ravens.
Maybe a little bit, but let's see what happens in the game. Like if he starts hot or he makes a couple of plays in the game, I think that gets forgotten. I do. But I get what you're saying. And, you know, Najee had the little tweak of his ankle. I mean, let's see how the next couple of days plays out for him. So he may not be 100% going into that game. You want to have Najee. You want to have Patterson. Maybe he was a little rusty in that first game back. But he does. I mean, I get it. If you fumble the ball, you know, that's rule number one, ball security. But I think this is such a huge game, you want and need Jaylen Warren.
With all that being said, and Najee tweaking his ankle, and Crowley and I were talking about this yesterday, it seemed like Cordarrelle Patterson isn't 100%. He looked a lot slower than he did against the Colts before he got hurt. And Jaylen Warren possibly being in the doghouse and maybe getting the bulk of the carries because that's the only option. Could another option be Justin Fields finally getting reps at playing quarterback but running maybe Wildcat, doing different things of enhancing the running game with a different package with him?
It's funny. I was thinking about that or a few of us that were thinking about that in the red zone of Washington. Like, now's the chance. Like, if you want him in there, get him in there. Because remember, even on the Freiermuth TD, that was a third down. You're thinking, okay, well, if you're going to use him, why not now? I just haven't seen him in that situation as of yet. I mean, we'll see. I think all things are options. I mean, who would have thought they would fake punt from their own 25 in the first quarter? I would like to think at some point they want to get that dynamic of a player on the field. But I don't think that's something ideally that they want to do. I think they want to roll with the people that they have on offense right now, but you know, in those type of games, you're looking for a difference maker. man, that guy can be a difference maker.
Jeff, the last seven Steelers-Ravens games, here's the final score. 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14, 16-13, 20-19, 19-14. Steelers ran the ball 43 times against Washington. Baltimore very good at stopping the run. Obviously abhorrent on the back end and pass defense. Do you think the Steelers flip the script here? Do you think Russell Wilson throws the ball 40 times in this game?
He may have to. Now, that being said, it'll end up being a 6-3 final. You know how it goes when you think it's going to be high scoring and it doesn't end up being that way. Listen, this Baltimore offense is the best offense in the league. I mean, just look at the numbers with Lamar. 24 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Oh, my God.
He's 21st in the league in rushing, even with all those passing stats. I mean, the guy is playing at a level. I mean, he's the best player in the game, and he does it so uniquely. And his pre-snap awareness is so much better. Like, he's recognizing things. I think you're going to all that being said, that means you're going to have to score. So, yeah, I think you will see some more of Russ. And I do think it'll be more of those maybe 8-10 years ago where you saw more offense in this matchup. And that being said, I like the Steelers in this game just because their defense is better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jeff, really good stuff, and really good stuff on 93.7thefan.com. We will talk to you on Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's the man, Jeff Hathorn. Lamar Jackson's going to get the Steelers at some point. They've had success against him. I think he's 2-4 against the Steelers in his career. He's too good for him not to have a game at some point. You just hope it's not this Sunday.
Right.
Because getting to 8-2, putting them 2 games back in the division by the next time they play a football game is such a massive deal. But I think we're all naive if we think that Lamar Jackson's not going to have a classic game against the Steelers. That's how Joe Flacco was measured, man. Joe Flacco was never putting up huge stats in the regular season. Now, he did have the one postseason where it was 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. But he would come in here, and he would be clutch. Like, Joe Flacco would get it done. Lamar Jackson's a lot better than Joe Flacco. No offense to Joe. Joe's a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he can get one of these games.
Yeah.
And I think Steelers fans need to keep that in mind. Now, maybe he gets one. Maybe he has a game, and you outscore them.
Right.
I think that might be what this looks like coming up on Sunday. I want to get into that Justin Fields thing that you asked, Jeff. And then Alex Highsmith, we now know how long he's going to be out, according to a big-time Steelers insider. We'll tell you about both of those things. We'll talk about both of those things when we come back. Then, are you smarter than a plumber at the bottom of the hour?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, best thing they do is Fields. So if you're these linebackers, Franklin and Speed, keep your eye on Fields.
Fields again, the initial fake. Fields going to run for it. taking on tacklers, and he bangs it in. Justin Fields trying to put his Steelers on his back.
Text us 412-928-9370, brought to you by Eggersteiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That was a Justin Fields rushing touchdown, something he did five times when he was the quarterback of the Steelers in six games. And Steelers pulled a wrinkle out last week, went for the fake punt, almost worked. If you need breakfast this morning, Doran, and you want to cook up some eggs, perhaps James Pierre can come over because he's got frying pans for hands.
Yes.
Probably not fair. Went a long way for that joke, but we do move on.
Mm-hmm.
How about the wrinkle this week? Get some Justin Fields reps out there. You've been talking about it. Yes, Jeff, about it. I like it. Give him a little extra something to prepare for. I'm not talking a bunch, but four, five, six snaps, something like that. Why not?
Well, I mean, Mike Tomlin talked about it in the beginning of the year. I mean, whenever they were going to face Atlanta, and then obviously Russell Wilson couldn't play, and he was, you know, kind of, you know, hinting towards that and wants teams to prepare for it. And it's kind of gone dormant, right? Like, I mean, Justin Fields getting hurt was the third quarterback before the bye week, wasn't, you know, hurt his hamstring. And during the bye week, you know, nursing the hamstring, getting back to being healthy and now being the backup quarterback again. It's kind of been dormant about the whole Justin Fields package thing. And I think this is probably the prime perfect opportunity to do that. And especially whenever you have a somewhat banged up backfield. I mean, Najee went back into the game after he did get rolled up on. So that's good because he probably will play this week. He'll be limited in practice. But if you want to add a different wrinkle for a team to maybe prepare for or not prepare for it and then show up,
right,
that's a good, you know, he's probably the best athlete on the team, right? I mean, he is dynamic whenever he does run the football. Why not incorporate, you know, a package with Justin Fields if you do want to get that running game going? And, you know, you could pass off of it. I mean, the read option, things of that nature. I think that this is the perfect time to incorporate that after it has been dormant for so long. The discussion, at least, has been dormant.
It has, because Russ has been so good and they've been scoring points and winning football games. It's kind of the forgotten thing. Plus, as you mentioned, Justin Fields was hurt and he was the emergency quarterback a couple of weeks ago. You can't run the ball against the Ravens traditionally. It's not just their pass defense is really bad, so teams aren't running. They're not, but when they do, they're not having any success. Give them an extra guy to account for.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a math problem for them. Here and there, short yardage, red zone, just a different look, a different wrinkle. I'd be willing to bet we do see Justin Fields. We saw the weirdness last week with the fake punt. That was a 10-bill matchup, a marquee matchup, the game of the week in the NFL, really, when you think about it. This will be no different than that, except you even, I think, level up a little bit here.
Yes.
And it's an AFC North game, and you would have to think Mike Tomlin's got a trick or two up his sleeves.
If he is going to act the way that, you know, if he's going to get aggressive, you know, if this is a new Mike Tomlin, as we talked about yesterday, and Kabali brought that up, I mean, of, you know, like you said, with the fake punt and certain things, and then, you know, just abruptly going to Russell Wilson, not abruptly, but I mean, that was not looked at as a good decision, and it ends up being a good decision. He's acting different. If he continues this, and this is a new Mike Tomlin, we would definitely see Justin Fields. Why not?
Yeah, and I don't think that Tomlin is, this isn't a word, but it'll get the point across, unaggressive by nature. When he had Ben, he was more aggressive. And then the quarterback situation's been what it's been. Duck Hodges, and I don't need to go through the litany of average to below average quarterbacks. You're not so aggressive because you don't want to turn the ball over and you want to win with defense and time of possession and limit possessions. Well, now you've got that eraser in Russell Wilson back there. And so you can get away with being a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that you presume success with Justin Fields. The better quarterback's playing right now. But you can get away with being a little bit cute because you feel like you've got a guy that can make up for it if things don't work out. That's what he did with Ben. I think we are going to see an aggressive Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, too. Like, it is the perfect circumstance. Like, you would know way better than me. Najee Harris's ankle probably swelled four times its size.
Yes.
On yesterday morning.
Yes.
Like, he's going to need rest this week, and he's probably not going to be 100%. Nobody is, but he's probably not going to be 100%. Best he ever felt was during the bye week, and now he's going to feel like crap the rest of the way. Cordarrelle Patterson looked a step slow as he's trying to work back. And then, of course, you've got doghouse Jaylen Warren. I do agree. I think it's the perfect circumstance here. By the way, talking about health, Alex Highsmith is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks, according to Jerry Dulac. And it looked like it could be worse than that. So I think you rub your lucky rabbit's foot and grab the rosary beads and say thank you, because I thought he could be out for the year.
So did I.
Thought that could have broke.
Yep. I was looking at it, seeing if it was flimsy or not.
Flimsy?
Yeah. Whenever you see the foot, this is like flimsy, or an arm is flimsy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Did you see what happened to Chad Kelly in the CFL?
Yes. That exactly scenario. That was bad.
For those of you who are eating breakfast right now, stop. Chad Kelly, it looked like his foot was going to fall off, and
yes,
the only thing that was holding it on was his skin, and then he's trying to hold his leg together with his hands. It was awful, and his lineman's basically throwing up on the field.
Yes.
That would, I think that would qualify as flimsy.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Preston Smith in this game.
No doubt.
And a couple other scheme things real quick before we get to Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Steelers in their nickel defense, where they've been getting gashed on the ground, they had Elena Roberts in the game. So early down nickel defense, Elena Roberts was in. Passing down nickel defense, they had Peyton Wilson in. And then I just saw a cut-up of the All-22, something we had talked about ad nauseum last week against the zone read. We talk about Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt not having tackles or sacks in this football game. It's because every single time there was a mesh point where they're running a zone read, both outside backers just sprinted directly to Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
They had no interest in going after the running back, and they forced Jaden Daniels to hand the thing off, not allowing him to beat them with his legs. And so their stats don't look great, but what does look great is 3 carries for 5 yards. And then the one time he did get out, two times he got out. One, Patrick Queen runs him down, which was a beautiful sideline to sideline play, and the other one, Keanu Benton gets him. That was actually a really good defensive game plan by Tomlin and company, and really good defensive execution. And Highsmith and Watt, I mean, look, Highsmith had 14 sacks a couple of years ago. Watt tied the NFL all-time sack record. That is super unselfish for those guys. Hey, you're just going to contain the quarterback. That's your job today. And they executed it beautifully. But I could see Watt say, hell no, I'm going to get mine. I'm trying to get a defensive player here. He didn't. Like that to me is unselfish behavior from both of those guys. And they did a great job. And I'm sure they'll be doing a lot of that against Lamar Jackson this
same
week,
thing.
Too.
Same thing.
Man, ain't that a tough decision?
Yep. You got Landon Roberts and those guys up the gut to stop Derrick Henry. I don't know which poison you pick.
That's why it's a big Atlanta Roberts game, and it is a big Preston Smith game, I think. Like this. Herbig's a good player. Peyton Wilson, I think, is going to be a good player in this league. I don't know that they're the guys you want. I don't know that they're the guys you want on the field in this one.
Not this Sunday.
No. So we're either going to hand it to Derrick Henry, the Mack truck, or the Ferrari's going to take it around the edge. Dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit him. Just hit him every time. Lamar. I'm too excited about this game. It's a Tuesday!
I know.
They're breaking down this thing like it's Friday afternoon.
There's a lot of lot weighing on this game.
I actually do, after we talk to Southside Jake for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber, I want to get into some of the fascinating matchups for this game coming up on Sunday. We don't need to do our full-on deep dive right now, but holy cow, there are storylines abound in this one. First, though, we will kick Jake's ass in a trivia battle. All right, we are joined now by Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. And Jake, we continue to whoop your ass every week. And I think we're going to do just that again. How are you today?
Great. I am absolutely great. And speaking of that, I actually wanted an update. Are you still using your flushable butt wipes?
No, I am not. And I have stopped flushing Zins down the toilet, as I have been told that they're like tea bags and they don't break down organically.
Yes. Non-biodegradable. Mm. Correct.
Have you had trouble with that? Have you seen people having Zins clog their pipes?
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of times, not so much in the toilets, but commercial facilities like urinals and drinking fountains. Yeah, they just spit them down in those things, and that's when it gets all nasty.
Mm.
That's for sure.
Not good.
Terrible people if you're spitting Zins and urinals. Would never be me.
I know. Just too long, like a man, and be done with it.
Yeah. All right, Jake, what do you got for us today, big guy? Let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's jump right into it. I'm going with three questions of name that player. All right, first one. 2003 Lester Pearson Award. That's obviously a
timeout. Timeout. Start again. You cut out a little bit there. Give us the first clue.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. 2003 Lester Award, obviously an NHL award.
All right, have him call us. Have him call us, Callis. We'll do it on the phone.
Yes.
We'll do it that way.
Yeah, we can't have it cutting out because then we'll lose a clue and
we can't
we'll
have
lose.
This guy beat us on a technicality.
Right.
Did you hear what happened to the Big 12 and the helmet communication? Because now you have it where it's, you don't have to have those silly cards up anymore or anything like that. You can have the play calls right in your helmet. Well, every single audio channel was publicly was made public by the Big 12 prior to the start of the season. So every team knew which channel the other teams are coming on. Mm. Problem is, they didn't encrypt it. So you could hear every single every team knew exactly how to listen to the other team. Now, there's not really much you can do with it, I guess, because you only have 20 seconds. So to hear it, convey it, didn't really help. But come on, Big 12.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You don't want to lose a game on technicality. All right, Jake, what do we got?
All right. So now that we got the technical difficulties out of the way here, 2003 Lester Pearson Award. That's an NHL award for most outstanding player voted by your peers of the NHL players. 2005 EA Sports NHL Cover Athlete.
Mm.
Drafted by the Penguins in 1991. Was in the Penguin system until being traded in 1996.
Mark Recchi.
Boom. No. No. The final answer?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ron
Francis.
All right, what are we doing here, boys? I mean, come on. You guys are arguing over who's going to win here.
Just tell us the answer, because you already said no, and I screwed it up. Just go ahead.
Marcus Naslund.
Yeah, go to hell. Yeah, I knew that.
No idea.
I did know that. All right, clue two. Now we got to sweep him on the next two. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, boy. This could be the day. This could be the day for old Southside Jake here. All right. NHL Hall of Famer in 2019. 1994 and 99 Stanley Cup champion. 64 games for the Penguins the 95-96 season. And then he was traded.
He found our weakness. Hockey before we were really born.
Right. Well,
born but not really able to remember things.
Nothing.
So hold up. He was inducted when?
2019.
Say the first parts again.
NHL Hall of Famer, 2019.
Yep.
Stanley Cup champion in 1994 and 1999. And then he played 64 games for the Penguins in the 1995-96 season before being traded. Controversial. What was that?
Zubov.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it.
Wow.
Great pull.
I needed to nut up there and really think. I took a stab in the dark with the Recchi deal. Stupid idiot. Yeah, all right. For all the marbles.
That was a good pull. That was a very good pull. All right. For all the marbles. Okay. 1987 NHL Rookie of the Year.
You piece of trash.
One season as a Penguin, 1994-95. Scored the game-tying goal in the popular movie filmed in Pittsburgh, Sudden Death.
Oh, Robitaille. Luke Robitaille.
Final.
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yes. You got it,
Let's
boys.
Go.
Got it,
boys. Let's go. Let's go. Yes.
Oh, man, today was not my day. I thought it was.
Let's go.
If your name is spelled L-U-C, you're going to be good at hockey.
Yes.
But look at all that talent, 95-96.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
Jake, Foster Plaza, you'll be getting a call at some point to unclog the zin that I will continuously put down the urinals here, and I'm only doing it Not because I have disrespect for the fine maintenance people here, but because I want you fishing out my Zin because we just kicked your ass again.
Mm. Wow.
Thank you, Jake.
You know what? You guys better come to play with NASCAR next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Tired of this losing.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's no way.
See you, buddy. Good stuff.
Thanks, Jake.
See ya.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing Heating. Good stuff.
Yep.
Look at us.
Yep.
Look at us.
I just watched that movie not long ago. That's probably why.
Sudden Death.
But I remember because Jay Caulfield was in that movie as well.
Jay Caulfield was pissed last night.
Oh, yeah. I saw him tweeting. He was mad.
You were kind of hoping that you would get a post-game press conference from Mike Sullivan that would connote feelings of Michelle Therrien. Mm. And you really got the opposite of that. But if you were looking for a pound of flesh, you found it in Jay Caulfield.
Yes.
It was like when John Wehner came on with us ripping the Pirates effort. That's pretty much what Jay sounded like last night. Jay's done a good job with that for a really long time. He ain't mincing words.
Nope.
All right, coming up next, it is Ravens week. We got Jason Mackey coming up at 8 o'clock, and we're going to take an early look at some of these just awesome and massive storylines between these two teams. If because the Steelers have dominated the Ravens as much as they have the last few years, has made you not hate them that much, I think we're going to hate them all over again coming up on Sunday, and we'll tell you why.
You know, he's an all-situations linebacker, and so that's exciting. He's a guy that's a three-down player. He's a guy that can do a lot of things, can tackle, can cover, can blitz. And he's 24 and a half years old.
Mike Tomlin, way back when the Steelers signed Patrick Queen, who gets to face off against his former team, the Baltimore Ravens, this weekend, and he just came off the best game he's had as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and that's one of the sexy matchups. One of the big-time storylines going into this one, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And Jason Mackey going to join us coming up in the next segment on the Fan Hotline presented by the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There are more. Deontay Johnson comes back to town.
Yes.
I think Minka Fitzpatrick might be licking his chops. You've got Harbaugh v. Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Russ v. Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And compare those two guys. You got Derrick Henry, a new addition to the rivalry. Which one of those tickles your fancy the most?
Hmm.
Can I give you mine real quick?
Yeah, give me yours. Yeah.
I kind of love the idea of it's a third down and two, and they hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, and Patrick Queen meets him in the hole, and you see who wins. I don't know that I love it from that standpoint, and when you think about the Steelers angle, that guy gets 2 yards, but I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I do too.
As I visualize it.
I do too. I think the obvious choice would be Harbaugh and Tomlin, and who's going to outsmart who, or who's going to make that mistake that they get into their own head and try to do something that backfires.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see how they operate in that way, but let's see a player matchup. Yeah, I guess Derrick
Dante
Henry.
Jackson against Deontay Johnson.
Is Dante Jackson going to play?
I hope he does, because it's the guy you traded for, perhaps against the guy you traded for.
True.
Or you traded out, shipped out.
Yeah. I want to see Cam Sutton or Beanie Bishop on Zay Flowers. I want to see if they can shut Zay Flowers down. Now, I think Zay Flowers got shut down in the last game. I don't think he'd had a pretty good game against the Bengals. They figure out a way to take him out of the game. You can't let him get going. Like, he is like the dark horse, I think, in all of this.
Oh, he's really been good for them.
He's so good, and he's so good in you know, the underneath routes, but he can go over the top too. I think that if you have the mindset of shutting down Lamar Jackson, have the mindset of shutting down Derrick Henry, that Zay Flowers might have a day. So whoever is on him, whether it's Joey Porter Jr., Cam Sutton, Beanie Bishop, I want to see how they operate. I want to see how they could slow him down, because I think that he's the dark horse and why their offense is really so explosive too.
You shut down Flowers last week. The Bengals did. 4 catches, 34 yards.
Right.
19 yards the long. And they got Tylan Wallace, who has 3 catches for 115 yards.
True.
Mark Andrews gets you. Rashad Bateman with 54 and a score. Deontay Johnson, who hasn't really factored in, 1 catch, 6 yards in 2 games, also fell down on a play. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, they got a ton of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They got a ton of weapons. I do agree, though. You cut off one of their hands if you take Zay Flowers out of the game, because he's the primary guy. He's got almost 700 receiving yards this year.
He's been so good.
And people don't think Lamar can throw around here because he hasn't had success against the Steelers. He's the most accurate passer of the football over the middle of the field from the pocket in the entire league. Like, no one throws the ball better over the middle of the field than that guy. So you can shut down the run, and you probably won't. You can hope to slow the run down. They'll beat you with his arm now.
Yep.
So he might as well score 40. Go out there, score 40, think you probably win a game. All right, Jason Mackey joins us next. We get Penguins and Steelers going with him. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.